Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Or I'm sorry, Talking Pictures. That always throws me off. I don't know why. I've been doing this over a year and a half now, and it still makes me want to say Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, as this is the last review we're going to do for the Palm Springs International Film Festival, Shorts Fest. And I received this film through, we put out a call to filmmakers that want to have their film reviewed. This is the first time where I've ever been very upset that our studio is not yet where we do international calls. And last year we got to interview a guy from Switzerland, and this year we got to interview someone from the UK while they were in Palm Springs. Unfortunately, I missed this guy. He played on the last night in the programmer's picks. And I want to start off by saying that anybody who knows me or listens to the show knows that I'm kind of a babble mouth just generally. You know, I get it from my father. I try very hard not to do it when I'm having conversations. I try very hard not to do it on the show. And this was the first time where a review left me scared because I was speechless. I don't know how to explain if this is a partial effects film. It's part animation. It's part silent. Every film that's made uses every element. You know, if a film is finished, it's obviously used cinematography, and it's used editing, and it's used sound design, and it's used color timing, and it's used whatever new technologies out there today. We could, you know, talk about that for an entire hour podcast. This film was able to take a look at kind of what we're feeling, what we're thinking. Pardon my language. This movie was a real mind fuck. And I don't say that in a bad way, the way The Shining is or Cameron Crowe's Vanilla Sky was when it first came out. This movie just creative with a capital C is an understatement. And you guys know me. I hate adjectives. I hate stringing them together. I can't stand when films are reviewed. And it's just, let's look at our 12th grade book of adjectives that our class teacher liked and string them together, and now we're I don't even know how to explain the film. First of all, I should probably tell you the title. That shows you how powerful this film was. It's called Supporting Film in English. I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but it's called Voor Film in, he's from the Netherlands, so Dutch. And the synopsis is, from the perspective of a dozen diverse viewers, this documentary short explores peculiar ritual of watching film. How is the medium experienced by people with sensory impairments, strong religious beliefs, or lovesickness? A story about the moving image and their audience. So he really does like have a scene play out, and you feel what someone who can't hear is feeling. And I guess I should have just read the synopsis instead of being a babble mouth of how I'm not going to be a babble mouth. I was watching the first 5 minutes of it. I had to stop it because I went, okay, you know what? You're not getting what you're watching. This can be applicable the first time you hear Jimi Hendrix, first time you hear John Coltrane. There's so many great artists out there. The first time you see a Truffaut film and you're wondering why you're having emotions you've never had, I knew I wasn't ready. And I thought, this doesn't usually happen with a short film, because in 10 minutes, how can you twist somebody's heart, emotion, all the senses we have, or has this film senses that some people don't have, and throw in things that you're just kind of like, what the hell am I watching? And so I turned it off, and I waited a few days, and I thought, I'm going to go back to this because I need to have some kind of understanding of what I saw. And I watched it again, and, you know, we have no favorites on this show. We have We don't play any bias. We're just here because we love movies. We're just here to support filmmakers from, thankfully, we've been fortunate to support some filmmakers all over the country and other countries. This is probably the coolest short film I've ever seen. I only say that because it has, I hate that word gravitas, but it has gravitas. Our Mexican side of me would say cojones. It just is willing to go out there and say, I'm different. And if you don't like it, but it is entertaining as hell. And I don't know why my potty mouth's going, but this film just gets me so excited. I cannot say enough about this. Please, please keep an eye out. Write this down, film lovers. Short film called Supporting Film. It's from the Netherlands, so it's a Dutch film. So it's called Vorder Film, Supporting Film in English. And I don't want to pronounce the director's name wrong, but I'll go ahead and do it anyways, because we know that's what I'm usually good at. Dewey Dijkstra, pardon me if I pronounce that wrong, but please go see this film. This is one of the most unique short films ever. I'm going to do it. It's genius. It's brilliant. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. I'm going to break my number one rule and string adjectives together so I get a nice A+ for my English teacher. Take care, everyone. And thank you for sharing your film with us, Mr. Dijkstra. And thank you, Palm Springs. Always a fun time. And like I always say, no matter what you're going to do, make sure and watch a good movie tonight. Aloha.